Good morning.
Can you meet all the 14 conditions imposed by the State Environment Minister?
Yes, we shouldn't have... Well, they're onerous, but we think we won't have any problem meeting them.
And how confident are you then of getting Commonwealth approval now?
I think the Commonwealth approval will probably be a little bit easier than the state approval. The state approval has taken a very long time.
Which of the 14 conditions is going to be the most onerous then, Brian Rourke?
Well, I'm not too sure at this stage which will be the most onerous.
Condition number 12's got a number of clauses. For example, you need to prevent marine fauna getting sucked into the turbines, measures to protect fauna from the effects of vegetation clearing, noise, vibration, light overspill, infrastructure. That's just one sub-clause of number 12.
Yes, there's a lot of the clauses. But we think the research overseas has shown that the fish don't like to go through the turbines.
So you think they'll just naturally avoid the place?
They'll naturally avoid the... They're a bit like a wind turbine. As the blade passes the frame, it makes a noise underwater. And that noise tends to deter the fish, and they would prefer to go out through the sluices.
1,500 hectares of mangroves has been authorised to be lost in this development. The Greens, though, are highly critical of that mangrove habitat loss. Can you grow mangroves? Can you rehabilitate the area?
Mangroves are a very dynamic species. And even though we'll lose about 1,500 hectares, we expect that we'll gain about 2,500.
How so?
Because the new environment will be conducive to the mangroves growing. The mangroves will die because we're changing the water level. And the new water levels will be over a much greater area that's suitable for the mangroves.
With mangroves being such an important nursery area for young fish and fish stocks, are you concerned that this might impact on the fish stocks in the area and have an impact on commercial and recreational fishing? Have you done any studies to prove otherwise?
Well, studies overseas have been done, but we haven't ourselves. But we're confident that there'll be a short-term impact, but the mangroves will grow over a period of about 5 years.
And what would you say to fishermen, though, who might be concerned about fishing in that period of 5 years?
Well, the high basin will be a much more productive fishery than the low basin, because the sediment load in the sound will be much less. More light will get into the water column, and there'll be more food for the fish.
Brian Rourke is my guest. He's from Tidal Energy Australia. Brian, Horizon Power has a 20-year contract with EDL to supply gas to power stations in 5 West Kimberley towns. That kind of takes it to 2027. Who will you be selling power to?
To mining companies. We are not in a position to sell to Horizon Power because the contract has a 10% renewable clause in it, but that's already been taken up by solar. So we have no real prospect of selling power to Horizon Power.
The Minister's statement yesterday, though, was very much about enough power for 10,000 to 15,000 homes, but actually it will be a power plant for mine sites.
It will be a power plant for industrial sites.
Was James Price Point one of your hoped-for buyers?
It was at one stage, but it looks like that has fallen over now.
So who's next in line to buy Tidal Power?
Well, there's quite a few smaller mines. There's Ellendale Diamonds, which are out east of Derby. There's quite a few zinc prospects around the area. And we're looking at quite a few mining sites.
Coal?
That's a possibility.
Now, the state's given you 5 years to get this underway. When do you think it will begin?
We've still got to do the Commonwealth Environmental Approval, the EPBC Act, and we expect that will take till the end of this year.
And then after that, what happens, Brian?
Then we will seriously looking at companies to take the power and start construction.
The Derbyshire president yesterday was excited about that prospect of a new industry for the township, hoping for extra jobs, homes, all the services that come with an influx of people who are building something like a tidal power station. Can you give me an indication as to what Derby could expect, if anything, from the construction of a tidal power plant?
The construction will require a work crew of approximately 200 people. We hope that we'll source most of those locally, use local contractors as far as possible.
And that will obviously have an effect on the Derby economy. In terms of actually financing it yourself, how are you going to come up with the goods?
We expect that we will float the company on the stock exchange probably the middle of next year.
Okay, and so hopefully that will give you the income needed to start this.
Yes, that will give us the base from which we can borrow the balance of the costs.
Another criticism that the Greens had of this project was that it was more of a hydro power station, not a tidal power station, and that it wasn't really very renewable at all. How would you answer that criticism?
Well, a hydro power station is renewable. It's classed as a renewable energy. We are using the tide to fill and empty the basins. So it's conditional on the tides. We won't be flooding any extra land. So we're a lot more environmentally friendly than a conventional hydropower station.
And Brian Rourke, what effect will this, if it's built, have on Doctors Creek itself, the actual two branches of the creek in terms of sedimentation, mangroves, access, fish, and also to the levee bank, the very long levee bank that will be built, which is also going to serve as an access road to the site? What can Derby and West Kimberley residents expect to see happen to Doctors Creek?
Well, there'll be very little change to the west branch of the Doctors Creek, which will be the high basin. It will operate almost as it does now, except that it will not empty completely. It will never get below mean sea level. So there'll always be a lot of water in the west branch. On the other side, the east branch, which will become the low basin, will never get above mean sea level. So it will be at a much lower level.
Will it dry out?
Not completely. It won't go down any more than it does now.
Okay.
Because we can't empty it any lower than the low tide.
Brian, after so long working on this project, could you believe what you heard yesterday, that you'd been granted state environmental approval?
We were very pleased to get it after so long a time.
Were you a bit shocked?
No, we expected it to be signed off within this week. No, because we'd gone through all the approvals and we knew it was sitting on the minister's desk.